Welcome to the Business Plan Podcast, where I teach you everything you need to know to write your business plan quickly so you can start building your business. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Slide 8, your financials. This is where your business story really comes alive. You're about to see how much money you can make with your product or service. A business plan without financials is incomplete and creates a huge risk for you. Don't skip this slide. I don't want you to lose any time or money on a business idea that isn't financially viable. If you're saying to yourself, but Brandon, I'm not good with numbers, not to worry. I'll make this incredibly simple for you in this episode. Your goal is to have a slide that projects your revenue and expenses for the next 12 to 18 months and putting that in a chart format that you screenshot from your financials. One last thing before we continue. The best way for you to do your financial model is in a spreadsheet, either using Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets. If you're using these episodes alongside the Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Sides book, you can fill in the blank in the workspaces in the book and then take those notes and transfer them to your spreadsheet. Let's jump into it. There are three financial documents that you need to be aware of. There's number one, a profit and loss statement, number two, a cash flow statement, and number three, a balance sheet. For your financial slide, we're only going to focus on producing one of these, your cash flow statement. Let me give you a quick story to emphasize why we're only going to do the cash flow statement right now. When I started my first company, I was introduced by one of the investors to a lawyer, Harry Glazer, whom I remain friends with to this day. At the time, he was a partner at Greenberg Traurig's law firm in Northern Virginia. I walked into his office and within 10 minutes of meeting him, after some pleasantries, he said, "Kid, sounds like this is your first time doing a venture-backed startup. Of all the advice I'm going to give you, this Ackerman is the most important." D-R-O-O-F-M. Don't run out of freaking money. I'll never forget that advice. Cash is king. Those are the rules. And because of that, we're going to focus on building your cash flow statement first. Profit and loss statement and balance sheet are very important financial documents. We just don't need them quite yet. We're going to keep it simple. Eventually, when your business gets rolling, you're going to hire an expert to help you with all the other documents down the line. And in the early days, if you do your own accounting or you have a bookkeeper and use QuickBooks, that's going to produce all of these things for you. It's also worth mentioning that there are many issues in finance, such as depreciation, different types of accounting methods, ways to create 401k programs that can literally save you hundreds of thousands a year, and other finance and tax strategies that we're not going to cover today. That doesn't mean that they're not very important, but they're for another episode. And here's the thing. It's a great problem to have. To need to hire a professional to give you advice on these things when it comes, it means you're selling your product or service and your business is throwing off a profit that's landing in your pocket. So when you tell someone about this episode or the book and some finance whiz says to you, "Oh, the author didn't teach you about X, Y, and Z," just ignore them. The goal here is to teach you how to get the basic grasp on your economics for your business and what it's going to cost you to achieve a cash flow positive status, and from there, scale your business. Your cash flow statement provides information regarding all cash inflows your company receives from its ongoing operations, aka sales, and the external investment sources, as well as cash outflows, aka expenses, that pay for business activities and investments during a given period of time. A key point to understand is that just because revenue shows up in the profit and loss statement does not mean the company actually has cash. Let me explain real quick why. Well, let's say you sell to retailers. You invoice them, which means you made the sale, but they have 30 days to pay, maybe 45, in some cases 60 days, which means you don't have the actual cash yet. You care about cash. Say you sell on Amazon or Shopify. They may not pay you immediately because they hold the payment in the account for things like bad charges and returns. While you're booking sales, you don't actually have hard cash in your bank account to use yet. To bridge that gap, you might need a line of credit from your bank, or you might raise money from investors. This is why it's vitally important to manage your business on a cash basis and not a P&L basis. In order to get a grip on your cash flow statement, here are questions you want to start writing down answers to. How much will you sell your product or service for? $29.99 for a product or $150 an hour for a service? How many or how much of your service will you sell in each of the months for the following 12 or 18 months? Remember, your sales are ideally going to increase each month. For example, if you think you're going to sell 120 units in the first year, don't take 120 and divide it by 12 to get 10 units a month. You might sell 2 units in the first month, 3 in the second, and so on. Assume sales are going to ramp up, and you want to plan for that. Another tip, if your product is seasonal, make sure the units sold are in the months that you have those seasonal sales. And even think about it deeper in that if you made that sale, when you're actually going to collect the money, because that's where you put that cash in that month where you get the money. If you don't keep this in mind when building financials, your cash projections are going to be off, and that can cause a lot of problems for your business. Now write down what it's going to cost to produce your product or service. Include all the costs, meaning if you're going to make it overseas, think about the product, packaging, import fees, transportation fees, and storage fees. If you're going to accept credit card payments, estimate how much that's going to cost you. On average, you can expect to pay 2.5% of the total price plus 25 cents a transaction. If you have a service, how much are the people that produce this service going to cost you? Think about the base salary, the bonus you're going to pay, taxes you're going to pay on their salary, health insurance costs, 401k matching, and their equipment if you have to initially buy them a computer, tools, or other types of equipment. Worth mentioning again, if you accept credit cards, just because you take those credit cards doesn't mean you're going to get paid right away. If you accept returns and or start executing a high volume of transactions, card processors will often hold back your money, and that could be as many as 30, 60, and even 90 days because they want to have the money to return to the customers for refunds if needed versus collecting the money from you. Keep this in mind when you're figuring out when the cash from your sales actually hits your bank account. If you're producing a product and have to produce a minimum number of units from your manufacturer, what are the costs of this initial order? And is it going to cost you money upfront, or will they give you some terms once you receive the product? Your office. If you have a plan on having an office, how much is that going to cost you? That's not just the rent. Are utilities included? How much are utilities if they're not? And any other maintenance or cleaning services or things like that that you're going to have your office. Sales and marketing costs. This includes the cost of your website creation, monthly hosting, anyone you have to hire, events you have to attend, shows you may attend, paid ads, and any other sales or marketing costs. This does not include the cost of salespeople. That's accounted for in your salary section. Software and hosting. Any and all software hosting expenses. What are they going to be? This includes things like your Google Workspace or Microsoft 365 that has all of your email accounts, document, cloud storage, your website hosting, your CRM software you use to manage your customers, email marketing software, if it's separate from your CRM, and your accounting software like QuickBooks. Hardware. You want to keep things like computers and printers separate because not all hardware can be written off as an expense from a tax perspective in the very year it was purchased. Most of it can, but not all of it. Your accountant will be able to sort this out for you at the end of the year. In the meantime, you care because it's going to cost you cash to buy the hardware. Salaries. If you're going to hire people as W-2 employees versus contractors, whom do you need? And hey, this is Brandon. Between this podcast and the Amazon number one best-selling book I wrote titled Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Slides, you have every resource you need to build your business plan. Here's the thing, though. I found that even with all of these resources, not everyone wants to take the time to learn how to write a business plan and then write theirs. Rather, some people want an expert to help guide them through to get it done and then get to work actually building their business so they can make money. If you're one of those people and want to accelerate your success, drop me an email at b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line. As a fellow entrepreneur with 2 exits so far, a former venture capitalist and angel investor living here in Silicon Valley, I'll work with you to whip out your plan, including your financials, fast so you can get to work making money with your business. Email me at b@brandoncwhite.com. That's b@brandonc as in Charlie, White, WHITE.com, with business plan in the subject line. And I'll get back to you to see if we're a fit for one another to make it happen. Now, back to the show. Whom do you need and what is their base salary? Are you going to pay them a bonus, if any, and how much? How much is their health insurance going to cost you if you're going to cover part of it or all of it? What about 401k matching? We live in a competitive environment. You might have to do that. How much is that going to cost you? And then you're going to pay a portion of their taxes to Uncle Sam based on their salary. So estimate about 7% for that. Go ahead and take some time to write down the positions you need and all the costs like we just went over. Now it's time to total up all the costs. Note which months people start because they're not all going to start in the first month likely. Just make sure that you break that out over all of the 12 or 18 months in these projections. Next, professional services. This is going to include your accountant, your lawyer, graphic artist, consultants, contractors. Who are these people that you're going to need and how much are they going to cost you? And additionally, what months will you need them? You're probably not going to need the accountant necessarily every single month. You might need them the 3 months leading up to April if you're in the US and your taxes are due then. Next, office supplies. This includes things like printer paper, pens, paper, and staples. If you have a remote team, are you going to allocate an amount of money to each one of your people each month so that they can buy them? Insurance. Whether you sell a product or service, you need to have insurance. You can estimate at least $150 a month if you're not sure, just so you have something allocated in this for a placeholder. Travel. You'll want to include transportation and hotels for your travel you predict you'll need, such as visiting potential customers, suppliers, attending conferences, or if you have a remote team, you're going to get together once or twice a year, and what's that going to cost you? Meals. You'll include eating out with clients and meals while traveling. Some business owners combine meals with travel, and I highly recommend you don't do that because not all meals are 100% deductible on business taxes. Many meals are only 50% tax deductible, which means if you combine them with your travel and your accounting, you'll spend hours, and I mean hours, at the end of the year separating them. You get extra credit in this episode if you can guess how I learned that one. Phones. You'll include any business numbers or lines and cell phones you use for work for you and or your team. Remember, if you have to buy a new phone, include that cost in the monthly cost where it is incurred. So when a new employee comes on, you need to be thinking about all the things that they're going to need. They need a new computer, they need a phone, maybe they need a printer if they're working remotely. Whatever they need, you want to remember to allocate that in the month that it occurs. And then miscellaneous. This is a catch-all for things you didn't remember or estimates that were off, and they'll probably be a little off. I generally take 5% of all expenses above and use that as any miscellaneous input. You would rather come in lower on expenses than you have to come up with the cash when you didn't plan for it. Once you have all of your estimates in a spreadsheet, you will now be able to see exactly what your business looks like. And having gone through this exercise, you're probably going to think through your business and see it a little bit differently, a little bit more clear. One of the major numbers you're going to want to put in your slide, remember we're doing slide 8 of your business plan, is how much it's going to cost you in startup costs for your business. You'll be able to see that by looking at the bottom of your cash flow statement. This is a key number for you. If the numbers work, meaning your revenue exceeds your expenses and you can make a profit at some point in your projections, congratulations. If the numbers don't work out of the gate, don't worry. This is the whole point of building your financials so that you can see the numbers. Play around with the numbers and see if you can get them to work. They may not work exactly how you had them in your head, and that's okay. Adjust them until you get to a place that feels close. And as important, be realistic. Remember, if you're unrealistic and you wind up needing more cash, you're the one who's going to have to figure out how to come up with it. And at the end of the day, not all businesses make money in the first few months or even the first year or two. The real question is, can your company eventually make a profit? And how much time and how much money is it going to take you to get to that break-even point? If you discover through this exercise that you're going to need to raise money, that's fine. The good news is that you're really close to getting a business plan completed. And with that, you'll be able to take it and move to the next phase of your process, raising money. Once you figure out your numbers and get this slide done, there are only a few other slides left to iron out to get your whole business plan complete. Then we'll address raising money with your plan. Business is serving your customers and making money doing it. Your financials are absolutely a vital tool that guides you in your ability to do that. And here's an update on how far you've come. You have your elevator pitch, you set up your problem, you showed your solution, you know the size of your market, how you're going to advertise and sell into that market, you have your milestones set and anything you've achieved so far, you know who your competition is and how you're different, and now you have a financial model and can predict how much money you're going to make and how much it's going to cost you to get to profitability. This was a hard slide, and financials are a tough topic, but you got through it. We're in the home stretch now. Next up, your team. We'll see you in the next episode. Hey, this is Brandon. Between this podcast and the Amazon number one best-selling book I wrote titled Back of the Napkin to Business Plan in 11 Slides, you have every resource you need to build your business plan. Here's the thing, though. I found that even with all of these resources, not everyone wants to take the time to learn how to write a business plan and then write theirs. Rather, some people want an expert to help guide them through to get it done and then get to work actually building their business so they can make money. If you're one of those people and want to accelerate your success, drop me an email at b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line. As a fellow entrepreneur with two exits so far, a former venture capitalist, and angel investor living here in Silicon Valley, I'll work with you to whip out your plan, including your financials, fast so you can get to work making money with your business. Email me at b@brandoncwhite.com. That's b@brandoncwhite.com with business plan in the subject line, and I'll get back to you to see if we're a fit for one another to make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.